that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I am Ann Eller, and I have Dr. Bart Rossi with us here this morning. He is a licensed psychologist and success, and has a very successful practice in New Jersey. He's also written a book called Political Psychologist, Political Psychology. And we're going to be talking about some of the issues out there that just stare you in the face and you scratch your head and you say to yourself, how can this be? Dr. Bart Rossi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Nice to be with you.
It's nice to have you on the air with us here today. Now, we are going to be talking about Anthony Weiner. And, you know, I thought once Weiner was gone the first time after he totally humiliated himself in Congress that we wouldn't see him again. But are you surprised that he decided to run for mayor?
Well, I'm not altogether surprised. I thought he might take a little bit lower position to start off with. But with these personalities, there's a side to them, and we all have sides to our personality, but there's sides to them where they really feel that they don't belong unless they have a sense of power. There's part of them that really wants this power and control, and they feel that they're not really a full person unless they attain those goals. And I think you can see the compulsiveness in his behavior here.
Well, yes, I mean, we can definitely see compulsiveness. But here's a question. Why would his wife stay with him through all this? I mean, you know, in that latest thing, I guess it was a couple, 3 weeks ago now, where she stood by his side and said she'd forgiven him, and then more and more keeps coming out.
Well, I think I can answer that, actually. I think that what happens here is when we look at our partner or we look at someone else, you know, if we're really pretty good at this, we see all different sides and different features to their personality. And I see, and what I saw at that news conference was a woman in real conflict. I think she's in conflict, and it's approach avoidance conflict, where she felt like if she didn't do anything, then she would be on the outside, and that would send a message. So she tried to step up and say she was going to support him, but obviously she's in conflict doing that. And what I mean is that there are certain sides to his behavior that she probably still likes, and maybe he's funny, maybe he's a decent husband at times, and he's a good father, or he has other features that she relates to. These negative traits that are extremely pronounced now are another issue. And, you know, while he says he's going to get past it, I don't think that she or any of us believe that's the case.
So I think it would be pretty scary to have a mayor in charge of somebody with the type of behavior that he has, particularly of New York City. I mean, this is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think he is psychologically fit to be mayor at this point, to say the least.
Well, I haven't. I mean, I know he's been slipping in the polls, but do you think that this will finish him off in politics?
Well, you know, I certainly don't think he's going to win this, and I think that if he goes away for a period of time and maybe does something else, maybe he does a charity or he does some good deeds, and it's 5 or 10 years from now, maybe he'll reappear. I have a feeling that he just doesn't want to move out of this this circle of politics, so it wouldn't surprise me if in a few years he tried to come back again.
Do you think they could make it so he couldn't have a cell phone?
Pardon me?
I said, do you think they could make it so he didn't have a cell phone?
Yeah, if they could do something with his computer and cell phone, maybe he would be a better person, right?
Exactly. So, but the ego here, and it's kind of a combination, though, isn't it, Dr. Rossi? It's an ego thing, but it's also he's really putting himself in a very bad light in front of the public. What is this conflict that's going on in him?
Well, you know, I think that's a great question. And I think that you can see now, as time has passed, that he thinks, he believes in his mind that he can get past these these transgressions, you know, these problems that he's had. He thinks he can get past it and appeal to the voters. He doesn't realize that he cannot, that there's too many recent incidents. There's too many problems in his personality. He doesn't really want to see it, whether you want to say he's using some denial or repression to kind of foster his own ideas as to where he wants to go. But he doesn't get it. He doesn't realize, I think, to a great extent, that this is really taking up time and space, and he really shouldn't be part of the process right now. He doesn't get it.
Now, do you think somebody like that could be, I use the word fixed, cured, could, with psycho help and everything, could you help this man?
Well, I think so. I think that if he really got the right treatment, you know, he has certain assets, obviously. He has certain traits that are probably good to work with. But his problem is that he thinks that he can continue with his certain behavioral characteristics and try to get away with it and beat everybody on this whole situation. But I think, yes, you could help somebody like this to really confront them. And over time, maybe a couple of years where he really works on himself, he could make some changes. Cognitive behavioral therapy does work.
Now, speaking of that, a couple of years, you know, the mayor out there in California is right now undergoing treatment for 2 weeks, and he feels he'll be able to come back in 2 weeks. What is your feeling about that?
Well, the mayor of San Diego really is I think, a sad case. I mean, there's so many women who've come forward now, and to kind of wrap this around a two-week treatment plan is really quite absurd. He's not going to be cured. He's not his entire personality for his whole life is not going to be changed dramatically in 2 weeks to make him an effective mayor. I think it might be a good start for someone to do something like this and then go to intensive outpatient programming for a long time, maybe 3 or 4 times a week for a year or two for treatment. But he seems to have so many negative traits and characteristics and problems with women that this is going to take a lot more than 2 weeks to address.
How come it took so long for this to come out, do you think?
I'm sorry.
How come it took so long for this to come out? I mean, he's been mayor for years. I mean, this isn't like a recent phenomena here.
Right. You know, that's an interesting question, too, because I don't know if some of the women were intimidated or didn't feel that they should come out. There may be some politics to this, some internal politics in terms of women and their jobs and their position. And, you know, it is a lot easier when one or two women come out, and then if you've been abused, you know, you can come out with the specifics at your end, and you're not likely to be fired or lose your position. So there may be some politics to this in terms of why people did not step up earlier.
But I think the thing that interests me is this goes back several years. I mean, this isn't like in the last year that this has happened. This has been going on for a good while. I just find it amazing that it wasn't, what shall we say, identified and something came out about it.
Yeah, and to the behavior, it doesn't surprise me, really. You know, when we piece things together now, it doesn't surprise me that this has gone on for a while, because he seems to have what I call a pattern and practice of behavior where he goes from one woman to the next, and is really quite addicted to this type of almost assault on women. And it's really something that should have him removed from office, or he really should resign and get treatment at this point.
What do you think about politicians in general, you know, as far as their, I don't know, bigger-than-life personalities?
Well, that's true. I think that, you know, with politicians, and you can also see it in some of these, you know, athletes, these major stars, they do believe at some point in time, or they have a belief system, if you will, that they're bigger than life, that they can get away with things. For many of them, they've been doing it for a long time. They've been getting away with things for many years. With the athletes, of course, in probably grammar school, high school, college, and beyond, they're pampered. The politicians are pampered. They're looked at as if they're somebody special, and they get to believe their own press clippings. And it's unfortunate, because they think they can get away with breaking the rules and cheating or being outside the line. And we're seeing more and more of that.
As far as our culture is concerned, what do you think will be the outcome of all these politicians being struck down between the sex, all these things that, you know, we've known for years these things were going on, And now it seems like in society, it's like all of these things are coming to the fore. What's going to be the eventual outcome of our society, do you think? This is just totally hypothetical.
Well, I think part of that question really relates to the electronic age, too, because everything's now in our face, and we see and hear things about our politicians and about athletes and other people in the news, celebrities. And I think it is going to have an effect on us over time. I think that effect will be that we're going to have to make judgments on people and be very realize that they all have different sides and different features to their personality, and make judgments based on a number of factors, and not look at people in a unidimensional manner, which we've done in the past, meaning that, you know, we look at somebody and say, well, he's got a great personality or she's wonderful. Well, it's really a lot more than that. You know, we all have many different features and characteristics to our personalities, and I think we're going to be looking at more and more of those traits and characteristics.
Sure, absolutely. I think there's going to be a total shift in how we look at people. And one last question. Do you think that Anthony Weiner, with the name Weiner, that he had any psychological problems growing up? What do you think? Just the last name, Weiner.
Well, I would think that may very well be true. But yeah. to answer the question professionally, I think that he probably did. I think that his personality has developed over a long period of time, and that's what we see.
Yeah. Well, I just wondered. I mean, that's a hard name to grow up with, isn't it?
I think it is too. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think so. Well, listen, Dr. Bart Rossi, political psychologist, political psychology. Hey, listen, we have really enjoyed having you on the air with us. I hope when some of these other issues come up in the world that we'll be able to give you a call and have you on again.
Very good. Just let me know.
All
I
right.
Enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.